number four hitter, is in left field. Brown in left. Willie Horton in right field, batting number five. Horton in right. Don Wirt, batting six, is playing second base. Wirt at second. Bubba Phillips, the third baseman, batting number seven. Phillips at third. Bill Freehand, the catcher, the number eight hitter.
Freehand catching. And the right-hander, Denny McLean, on the mound.
McLean, who has won one and lost one, doing the pitching and batting number nine. For Baltimore, it'll be Bob Johnson leading off. He'll be at shortstop, replacing the injured Aparicio. Sam Bowen will be in right field, batting number two. Bowen's in right. Jim Gentile, the first baseman, bats number three. Gentile at first. John Orsino, the catcher, and the number four hitter. Orsino catching. Johnny Powell in left field, bats number five. Powell in left. Brooks Robinson at third base. Robinson at third, batting number six. And then the seventh batter for the Orioles is Jackie Brandt, the center fielder. Brandt in center. Followed by the number eight hitter, Jerry Adair, the second baseman. Adair at second base. And then the young right-hander, 18 years old, from California, Wally Bunker on the mound. Well, the two young pitchers are still warming up. They've taken quite a bit of time for their warm-ups.
The leadoff man, Billy Bruton, for the Tigers. He'll be followed by McAuliffe and then Narmkak. Tigers and the Orioles in the final game of the 1963 season, and an important ball game for the Tigers. They're tied with the Indians for fifth place, and they'd like to win this one today. Wally Bunker delivers a fastball. It's in there, and this youngster can throw hard. Let there be no doubt about that at the start of the game. We've been watching him warm up on the sidelines, and he is a hard-throwing right-hander. The first pitch delivered to Billy was a fastball down the middle. Here's the one strike pitch. A swing and a miss. He blazed another one by him. Two strikes. Tigers don't worry too much about how hard Bunker will throw. They hope he knows where he's throwing it. That's the main thing when you find an 18-year-old right-hander making his major league debut. Even though he might have good control, he'll be a little nervous. Here's the pitch. A liner to left field. Here's John Powell moving over, makes the catch. Billy Bruton sent it straight to Powell in left field. That's out number one, and the batter will be Dick McAuliffe. Dick's a left-handed batter with a .263 batting average. He has 13 home runs and 61 runs batted in. Still have a lot of water around the edge of the outfield. They have swept the water off the outfield onto the warning track and puddles of water all around. The pitch to McAuliffe is in there. One strike. Bunker has thrown nothing but strikes in this ball game. Checking the signs with Orsino. Here's the pitch. Outside, he missed. One ball, one strike. Tigers batting in the first inning. One out, no one on. Had a couple of games postponed because of rain. The Yankees and the Twins at Yankee Stadium and Los Angeles and Boston at Fenway Park in Boston. Postponed because of rain. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Way outside, ball two and strike one. The rain that hit this area last night and in the early part of the morning hours evidently moving on into New York and Boston later in the day, forcing cancellation of those ball games. We had heavy rain here in Baltimore early this morning. The 2-1 pitch. He swings and misses. 2-2 to Dick McAuliffe. Norman Cash will be the next batter. Norm in the on-deck circle just to the right of home plate. McAuliffe chokes the bat as he waits on Bunker. Youngster getting into the windup. Here's the 2-2 pitch. A ground ball hit to the shortstop. Johnson has it on the big hop to throw to first. He's out. Dick McAuliffe going out. Short to first. That's out number two, and the batter will be Norm Cash. Norm, a left-handed batter with a .269 batting average. He has 26 home runs and 79 runs batted in. Since the rain, the temperatures have fallen here in Baltimore. Much cooler. Strong wind blowing from left field into home plate. The pitch to Cash is down low. That was a curveball, the first curveball delivered by a Bunker in the ballgame. The rest have been blazing fastballs. Wally checking the signs. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Norm swings and misses. One ball, one strike. Two outs, no one on. We're in the first inning. No score in the ballgame. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Ball, it's too high. Ball two and strike one. The Orioles have Jim Teal at first base. Jerry Adair at second. Bob Johnson, the shortstop. Brooks Robinson is on at third. John Orsino, the catcher. And Wally Bunker doing the pitching. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Ball, it's too high. 3-1. John Powell is in left field. Jackie Brand in center field. And Sam Bowens in right field. Norman Cash waiting on the 3-1 pitch. Wally getting ready. Here it is. He swings and pops it up behind second base. Adair going back on the grass in right field. He's treading water out there as he makes the catch. Water flying everywhere as Jerry Adair was going after the high pop fly. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left, and the score at the end of the first half, the first inning. The Tigers nothing with the Orioles coming to bat.
Wally Bunker in the first inning. He's in major leagues, and he's probably very glad to have that first inning over and set the Tigers down in order. They didn't damage him at all. Bruton hit a line drive, hit it late and out to Powell and left, and McAuliffe bounced to short, and Cash popped up to Adair at second base. So now it's Denny McClain's turn on the mound. Denny with a win over Chicago and a loss to Washington is only two times out, and now pitching against the Baltimore Orioles here in the first inning of the final game of the year. Johnson, the shortstop, will lead it off. And he'll be followed by Sam Bowens, the right fielder, and then the first baseman, Jim Gentile, against the right-hander, Dennis McClain. Here's George again.
Bob Johnson will lead off for Baltimore, followed by Sam Bowens and then Jim Gentile. Johnson, a right-handed batter. He has a .299 batting average. 8 home runs, 32 runs batted in. No scores. We go into the bottom of the first. Young Dennis McClain getting ready. Here's the first pitch. Strike. He got the fastball over. Denny has won one and lost one. He beat the White Sox 4-3, and he lost in his last outing. That one was against Washington. The one strike pitch is foul back on the screen. Two strikes to Johnson. New baseball put into play by Hank Soar. Soar behind the plate. Al Smith, the umpire at first base. Al Salerno at second base. Jim Honachick is on at third base. Here's the two-strike pitch. Curve ball, he struck him out. The ball, did he foul tip it? Now, wait a minute. Here's a throw to first base. It got away from Freehand. He's out. Johnson did not run. He turned and looked at Soar, and Soar said, nope, no foul tip. Freehand ran the ball down, made the throw to Cash at first base. It'll be a strikeout. Credited to McClain. Freehand getting an assist on the play, throwing down to Cash.
Sam Bowen, the batter. Right-handed batter with a .326 batting average. One home run and nine runs batted in. Strike the fastball is in there. Dennis McLean checking the signs with Bill Freehand. Here's the one strike pitch. She swings and misses. Two strikes. Well, these two youngsters are not awed by the major leagues, as McLean and Bunker both throwing strikes here today. Sam Bowen waiting on the two strike pitch. McLean delivers. He pops it foul and out of play. He had the fastball by him. Bowen just got the bat out at the last moment. It hit his bat and sailed off to the right. Tigers pretty much straight away for Bowen. They played deep in the outfield. Fella blasted one over the left center field fence in yesterday's game. Denny ready. Delivers. Ball. It's up high. One ball and two strikes. Tigers went out in order in the top of this inning, in case you're joining us late. Bob Johnson, the leadoff man for the Orioles, struck out. Sam Bowen's the batter with a one ball, two strike count. Here's a curve, bounce foul. Look out. And we're getting quite a bit of play here. Now, you'd have to see this to believe it. Sam Bowen bounced this one foul off to the left. It went into the on-deck circle, and Gentile, standing with a bat in his hand, hit the ball, a high fly into foul territory over near the Tiger dugout, and Norm Cash on the dead run went over and made a one-hand catch. You'd think that decided to pennant that play. And the crowd got quite a kick out of it. Here's the pitch to Bowen, a ground ball to second base. Word has it, the throw to Cash, he's out. Bowen's going out, second to first. Norm Cash made quite a play on it as Gentile popped it off to the right.
Number four.
Two down, and here's Gentile. Now maybe hit another one just like it. Norm can do it again. Gentile, a big left-handed batter with a .246 batting average. He has 23 home runs, 71 runs batted in. Swings and misses on a fastball. One strike. Diamond Jim, a very controversial figure here in Baltimore. They either boo him or they cheer him. There's no in-between with him. Fastball is foul back. It'll be out of play. Two strikes to Gentile. Tigers are deep and far to right field for the big first baseman. McLean with a new baseball, checking the signs. Denny shaking off the first sign. Here's the pitch. He struck him out. Threw the fast one by him around the letters, and Jim Gentile strikes out. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left, and the score at the end of the first inning of play. Baltimore nothing, the Tigers nothing. No score as we go into the second inning. The Tigers will be sending up Gates Brown to lead off. He'll be followed by Willie Horton and then Don Wirt. So both of the young right-handers walking right through the first inning. One, two, three. There's Gates, a left-handed batter with a .263 batting average. He has one home run this year and 11 runs batted in. Gates got that one home run, you remember, on his first time at bat in the major leagues. Pinch-hitting role at Fenway Park in Boston. Wally Bunker getting ready. Delivers to Brown. He swings and bounces it down the first baseline. Gentile picks it up, steps on the bag, and Gates is out. A slow bounding ball near the bag at first base. Easy play for Gentile. I'll bring up Willie Horton. Willie has a .250 batting average. One home run and four runs batted in. Willie, a right-handed batter, wears number 48 on his back. Here's the first pitch. Curveball. It's in there. Wally Bunker getting the curveball over. Washington playing at Chicago this afternoon. Cleveland's at Kansas City. Minnesota, New York, Los Angeles, and Boston postponed because of rain. Here's another curve. It's in tight. One ball and one strike. In the National League, Cincinnati's at St. Louis, Chicago at Milwaukee, Philadelphia at Los Angeles, Pittsburgh at San Francisco, New York is at Houston. A pitch to Willie is outside. A ball two and a strike one count. They're getting rain in Los Angeles, of all places. The game has not been postponed, but it is raining in L.A. Been having some extreme temperatures out there the last few days, up to 115 yesterday. Here's a liner to center field, a solid base hit for Willie Horton. Jackie Brandt racing in to get it. That ball hit and stopped in the mud. Jackie had to race in to hold Willie at first base. That's the first base hit of the ball game. Willie Horton lining a single to center field. The batter will be Don Wirt, the second baseman. Don has a .254 batting average. Six home runs and 24 runs batted in. Bunker checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Strike. He got the fastball over. The infield is in perfect condition, completely dry. The outfield is very soggy and wet. In fact, water standing in places in the outfield. The pitch. He swings and fouls it back. Wirt had a riffle at a good fastball. Two strikes. Bunker with a new baseball, taking a little time. Checks his alignment before he steps back on the rubber. Horton taking a big lead at first base. The pitch to Wirt. Curve is in there. He's called out on strike. Wally Bunker got the curveball over, and Hank Soar went up with the right hand. First strikeout in the ball game for Bunker. We'll bring up Bubba Phillips. Bubba has a .247 average, five home runs, and 43 runs batted in. The Tigers have a runner at first base with two outs. There he goes. A swing and a foul. Back to the screen. Willie Horton was on his way. Bubba fouled the pitch back. Scoreless ball game in the second inning. Willie Horton has been the only base runner in the ball game. After Brown bounced to first base, Willie singled to center field. Don Wirt was then called out on strikes. Here's the pitch to Bubba. There goes the runner again. A ground ball to third. Robinson up with it. The long throw to first. He's out. Bubba Phillips going out. Third to first. No runs in the inning. One hit. No errors. One man left. And the score at the end of 1.5 innings of play. Detroit nothing. Baltimore nothing. Well, John Arcino will lead off for the Orioles, followed by John Powell and then Brooks Robinson. Arcino has a .269 average. 19 home runs. 56 runs batted in. McLean delivers. It's in there. Fastball right down the middle. One strike to Arcino. This fellow had a home run in yesterday's ball game. Dennis Reddy delivers. Strike two. Another fastball. Two strikes to Arcino. Tigers are deep, pretty much straight away in the outfield. John out of the box for just a moment, gets back in. Here's the two-strike pitch. Hit up the middle to center field. McLean delivered a slow curveball. Arcino was fooled, but he slapped it back through the middle into center field. So that's the first hit for the Orioles. Puts the runner at first base with no one out. And the batter will be John Powell, the big left fielder. Johnny's a left-handed batter. He has a .263 average. 25 home runs and 82 runs batted in. Cash is going to play behind the runner at first base. Here's a fastball outside. One ball and no strikes. At Chicago, it'll be Gary Peters for the White Sox and Claude Osteen for Washington today. Here's a strike. That's ball that cut the corner. 1-1 to John Powell. Baltimore batting in the second inning. They have a runner at first base with no one out. No score in the game. A couple of rookie right-handers today, Dennis McLean and Wally Bunker. The pitch to Powell. He swings and misses. One ball and two strikes. McLean has a good live fastball today. He keeps it up around the letters. In fact, in his last outing, he was wild, and it was invariably up high when he was wild. Charlie Dressen working with him to get his pitches down a little bit lower. The pitch to Powell is hit deep in the left center field. This ball is up the alley, going all the way to the fence. Here's Orsino being waved in from third base, and now he's going back. Orsino was waved in by Bauer, but I believe he tripped or stumbled over the bag and upset his stride. Then he went back to third base. It's a long double for John Powell. The Orioles, with back-to-back hits, have runners at second and third. No one out, and the batter is Brooks Robinson. Powell really gave that one a ride. A line drive up the alley on the left center that hit the fence on one hop at the 390-foot mark. Here's Brooks Robinson, right-handed batter with a .251 batting average. Brooks has 11 home runs, 66 runs batted in. Tigers are back on the infield. Phillips is in about halfway at third, and Cash may be a step from his position, but shortstop and second are back. The strike goes around the letters. One strike to Brooks. A single by Orsino and a double by John Powell, the Orioles, threatening against the Tigers here in the second. McLean getting ready. Delivers. The curve is in the dirt. Gets by a freehand. It'll get a run in. John Orsino coming in. John Powell moves to third base. It'll be a wild pitch charged against McLean. The curveball hit, I believe, on top of home plate and then scooted away. 1-0, Baltimore leading the Tigers here in the second. Well, the sun is coming out here in Baltimore, but it won't be out for long because we still have a lot of black skies up above. Big clouds moving in and out. The pitch to Robbie is down low. A ball two and a strike one count. Baltimore leading 1-0. They have a runner at third with no one out. Tigers are in closer on the infield. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Robbie takes this one outside. 3-1. Jackie Brand is in the on-deck circle. Denny shaking off a couple of signs from freehand. Here's the pitch. Ball, it's too low. Brooks Robinson drawing a walk. Put runners at first and third with no one out, and the batter will be Jack Brandt. Jackie's a right-handed batter. He has a .251 average. 15 home runs, 61 runs batted in. Tigers moving back on the infield a little with runners at first and third. Everybody about halfway. Here's the pitch. Curveball is in there. One strike to Brent. Jackie wearing number 25 on his back. He has the golf glove on his right hand that he wears throughout the baseball season. Another curve, and it's in there. McLean getting two straight curveballs over. Puts him out in front of Jackie Brandt with a strike two count. We're in the second inning, Baltimore leading 1-0. They still have runners at first and third with no one out. The pitch. Strike three called. He threw the fastball down the middle, and Jackie Brandt was caught looking. That's one away. And the batter will be Jerry Adair. pitch. Strikeout number three in the ballgame for McLean. Jerry, a right-handed batter with a .230 batting average. He has six home runs and 30 runs batted in. The pitch to Adair. He swings and taps it out in front of the plate. Here's the throw to the plate, and they've got Powell trapped now between third and home. Freehand gives it to Phillips, and now they've got the other one trapped. Robinson is trapped. Here's the tag, and it's a double play. Powell was tagged out between third and home. Phillips made a quick tag on him and turned, and Robbie was between second and third, and a quick throw down to Don Word, and he was tagged out. So the double play, getting the Tigers out of a big jam. One run in the inning on two hits. There were no errors. One man left, and the score at the end of two, Baltimore won, the Tigers nothing.
There's a new sensation that goes with driving these days. Some call it a sports car feeling. Some call it right now response. Either way, it's yours for the asking. Provided you ask for Marathon gasolines. Only Marathon gives you accelerative M1, the unique refinery mix that boosts your car to its sportiest, most responsive performance.
Get Marathon response right now, right now. Get right now response with Marathon. Put your foot down and know you will go, so go with Marathon. Marathon, right now.
Marathon gasolines with accelerative M1.
Marathon!
Only at the sign of Marathon.
Bill Freehand will lead off for the Tigers in the third inning. He'll be followed by the pitcher, Denny McLean, and then Billy Bruton. We've got a 1-0 ball game here in Baltimore. The Orioles out in front of the Tigers.
Number 11, Bill Freehand.
Freehand with a .237 batting average. He has 9 home runs, 34 runs batted in. Bill got home run number 9 here yesterday afternoon. A dark, cloudy, and a damp afternoon right now as the sun has gone behind the clouds again. Freehand takes the fastball down low. One ball and a strike. Young Wally Bunker making his first start in the major leagues. Delivers to Bill. He swings. There's a fly ball down the right field line. Bowen's racing over. He can't get it. It hits in the water and bounds near the fence. Freehand on his way to second. He'll go in with a double. A pop fly down the right field line. Bowen's racing over. Couldn't get it. The ball landed on the warning track right in a puddle of water. Rolled over near the fence. That's hit number 2 for the Tigers. Bill's at second with no one out, and the batter will be Denny McLean. McLean has called time. Now, he had checked the signs with Bob Swift at third base, and he wants to be sure. Let's pause for station identification. This is the Detroit Tiger Baseball Network. Getting the signs straightened out. Denny coming back, stepping into the batter's box. Right-handed batter. Denny wears number 34 on his back. Here's the pitch. Strike. He got a curve ball over. Boy, the young pitcher threw his pitching rival a curve on the first pitch. He might have crossed up Orsino as Johnny quickly raced out to the mound for a conversation with him. I think he did. I think he had called for the fastball and he got the curve. Well, he delivered a dandy. Right over the heart of the plate. One strike to the pitcher, Dennis McLean. Denny gave no indication he was going to bunt. Bunker looking in. Here's the one strike pitch. He bunts. It is foul down the third baseline. McLean trying to pull Robinson in from third base to field the bunt. Got it outside the line. A strike two count to Denny. Pretty good crowd on hand today, and they're still coming in for this final game of the 63 season. Here's the pitch. He swings
swings and foul tips it. This one ricochets off the mask of the catcher. A two-strike count to Dennis McLean. Tigers batting in the third inning. They trail in this ball game 1-0. Bill Freehand at second base with no one out. Bunker checks the runner. The pitch to Denny. Another foul ball. This one ricocheting off to the chest protector of Hank Storr. Visiting with the umpires before the ball game today in their room, dressing room. And they, like the ball players, will be scattering to the four winds right after this ball game, going in all directions. North, south, east, and west. Here's the pitch. A ground ball hit deep to short. A good play by Johnson. The long throw to first, he got him. McLean hit that one hard. A bullet to the right of Bob Johnson, who raced into the hole and made a fine play. Freehand had to hold on at second base. He would have been an easy out attempting to move to third. I'll bring up Billy Bruton. Ball was labeled base hit when he left the bat. Johnson recovered. Lunged to his right. Made a nice stop. Billy lined to left field his first time up. Bunker taking the long look in. He got the sign. The pitch to Billy. Strike. He got the fastball over. A one-strike count. Freehand at second base with one out. We're in the third inning. Baltimore 1, the Tigers nothing. Bunker was ready to go, then he stepped off the rubber. Gets back on to get the sign. Here's the pitch to Billy. A swing and a miss on a change of pace. Two strikes to Bruton. The Tigers and the Indians, with identical marks, are tied for fifth place in the American League standings. The Indians will be playing in Kansas City a little bit later this afternoon. Here's the pitch to Bruton. He checked his swing in time. One ball, two strikes. Bunker came in with a curveball. Billy checked his swing. The wind is blowing now more toward right field from the foul pole, maybe in left field to the foul pole and right. Should help balls hit into the right field section. There's a foul that'll be out of play. And back in the third deck. Still a ball and two strikes to Billy Bruton. Well, a sort of a top-coated crowd here in Baltimore today, in contrast to the past couple of days when we've had warm and very pleasant temperatures. Here's the pitch. Billy pops it up behind the plate. Orsino coming back. He's got the room on this one. And he makes the catch. The wind was taking it away from him at the last moment. Orsino made a lunge and grabbed it. That's out number two, and the batter will be Dick McAuliffe. Dick was out on a ground ball to the shortstop in the first inning. Freehand opened this inning with a double. He's still at second base with two outs. Dick McAuliffe with a chance to put the Tigers back in this ball game. Bunker has really slowed his pitching pace. This youngster was working fast through the first couple of innings. Here's the pitch. Outside. One ball and no strikes. Of course, one of the reasons for the delay, with a runner at second base, the signs become a little bit more complicated in the attempt to keep the runner from picking them up and relaying them onto the batter. They make them a little tougher, and of course that makes it tougher on the pitcher. He has to look in a little bit longer to be sure he's getting the right sign. A pitch to McAuliffe. He swings and fouls it back. One ball, one strike. With a runner at first base, or a runner at third base, the sign's very simple. One fastball, two for the curve. Three maybe for a slider, outside pitch of any kind, and a jiggle of the fingers or a wiggle of the fingers for the change of pace pitch. But at second base, they become a little bit more difficult. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Ball outside. Ball two and strike one. Sometimes they'll use the count system. The first sign they go down with, if it's a one or a two, means that that number will be used for the sign. In other words, if they go down with a one, then the next sign will be the sign they're going to use. If they go down with a two, it'll take two more signs before they start counting. Here's a pitch up high, 3-1. Dick McAuliffe, the batter, with a ball three and a strike one count. Freehand at second base with two out. The Tigers trailing 1-0. Dick choking the bat, waiting on the 3-1 pitch. Bunker delivers outside. He walked him. That's the first walk given up by the young right-hander. He'll put runners at first and second with two down, and the batter will be Norm Cash. Norm pops to the second baseman in the first inning. Two on, two outs. We're in the third. Bunker didn't like the baseball he had when he was pitching to McAuliffe. He delivered it into Hank Soar, getting a new one. Wally getting ready. Delivers. Here's a ground foul down the first baseline. One strike to Norm Cash. He screamed this one right through the coach's box. Pat Mullen had to skip rope to get out of the way. Orsino has gone out to the mound again for a conversation with his young pitcher. Johnny has been out several times throughout this ball game, probably trying to reassure the youngster and calm him down. So far, he has pitched like a poised veteran. 18 years old, making his first start in the major leagues. Youngster won 11 and lost one with Stockton this year in the California League. The pitch to Cash. Ball, it's up high. One ball and one strike. Runners at first and second with two outs. The Tigers trying to get back in the ball game. Norman Cash waiting on the 1-1 pitch. Bunker checks the runners. Here it is. He swings and fouls it off. One ball. Outside. He missed the corner. 2-2 to Cash. Pitch. Way outside with this one. 3-2 to... Starman right down on the end of the bat, waiting on the 3-2 pitch. Bunker checking the runners. Delivers. Inside. He threw the curveball 3-2 and got it in tight. So the Tigers have the bases loaded with two outs, and the batter will be Gates Brown. Has a chance to get in this ball game, but not in the starting lineup. Here's one outside, one ball and a strike. Delivers. Here's a pop fly. It's going to be out of play. This one coming back into the crowd. One ball, one strike. Gates waiting on the 1-1 pitch. Here it is. He swings at the ground ball to second base. Jerry Adair has it, throws to first. He's out. Going out, second to first. No runs in the inning, one hit, there were no errors, three men left. And the score at the end of 2.5 innings of play, Baltimore won, the Tigers nothing. Now we go into the bottom of the third inning. The pitcher, Wally Bunker, will be the leadoff man for Baltimore. We're waiting on Wally right now to move out of the dugout. Here's Wally coming on. He'll be followed by Bob Johnson and then Sam Bowen. We've got a 1-0 ball game. The Orioles picking up a run in the second inning on a single, a double, and a wild pitch by McLean. Bunker, the batter, a right-hander. There's number 35 on his back. McLean delivers, strikes the fastball. It's in there. Each team with two hits will be starting in Yankee Stadium on Wednesday. And what a ball game that should be as Sandy Koufax goes against Whitey Ford. The pitch to Bunker is swung on and missed. One ball, two strikes. Koufax has been in a World Series once before. He pitched one ball game against the White Sox back in 1959. Two pitch. A liner that is foul on the right field line. Still 2-2 to the pitcher, Wally Bunker. Delivers ball. It's too high. 3-2. Sort of at an angle into right field. Here's a ground ball. Hit slowly to second base. Wirt has it to throw to first. He's out. Wally Bunker going out. Second to first. That'll bring up Bob Johnson. About 9:30 this morning down at the hotel, it didn't look like we would ever play baseball in Baltimore today. The rain was coming down in sheets. Johnson struck out his first time at bat. Slender right-handed batter swings and hits a fly ball to right. This is deep. Horton going back, and he's got it on the run right at the fence. Willie Horton racing deep into right field to get the blast off the bat of Bob Johnson. That's out number two, and the batter will be Sam Bowen. Two games postponed in the American League because of rain. Minnesota at New York, Los Angeles at Boston. The pitch to Bowen. Ball, it's a pass. One ball and a strike. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Ball, it's in tight. Ball two and no strike. We've got a 1-0 ball game here in Baltimore. We're in the bottom of the third inning. The McLean delivering the fastball by Bowen. Ball two and strike one. Bowen, spell B-O-W-E-N-S. Sam Bowen. Denny looking in. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Outside, 3-1. Payne has not been wild in this ballgame. He's only walked one batter. That was Robinson back in the second inning. Here's a 3-1 pitch. He swings and fouls it back. This one's sailing into the upper deck. 3-2. Sam getting out of the box for just a moment. A ball three and a strike two count to the big right-handed batter. McLean shaking off two signs. Delivers. There's a liner to right field. It's in for a base hit. Well, this one hit right in a big puddle of water, and Willie Horton treading water as he comes in to get it. This ball game more than likely would not have been played had it not been the last day of the season. The outfield is in a pretty bad condition for playing baseball. That's hit number three for Baltimore. Puts a runner at first base with two outs, and the batter will be Jim Gentile. This big fella struck out in the first inning. Norm Cash playing behind the runner at first base. Here's a fastball that's in there, one strike. I think Norm's trying to hide behind the runner at first base with his chin deal up. Boy, he can blaze them down that first baseline. Norm is moving out with Bowens on that pitch. Now he's in at the bag holding them close. Here's the one strike pitch. A swing and a foul tip. Two strikes to Gentile. The pitch. Another foul ball. Boy, this one ricochets off the mask of Freehand and rocked him back on his heels. Soar tossing a new baseball after Denny. Wally Bunker opened this inning with a ground ball to second base. Bob Johnson fly deep to right for out number two. Sam Bowens then lined a single to right field. Here's the pitch to Gentile. Curveball, it's too high. Freehand holding a discussion right now about the pitch with Soar. McLean ready, delivers a change of pace down low, 2-2. Sam
Sam Bowens at first base with two outs. We're in the third inning. Baltimore 1, the Tigers nothing. McLean getting ready. Here it is. Down low, 3-2. McLean has been to 3-2 on three batters in this inning. Bunker on a grounder to second base. Bowen single to right field on a 3-2 pitch, and Jim Gentile is waiting on his 3-2 pitch. The runner at first will be moving, 3-2 and two outs. Here's the pitch. Ball, it's inside. Gentile drawing a walk. So the Orioles have runners at first and second, and the batter will be John Orsino. Freehand and McLean are holding a conference at the pitcher's mound. And Hank Soar has gone out to break it up. Hank says, let's get this ball game underway, boys. Orsino had a single to center field in the second inning. He scored the only run of the ball game. Johnny moved to third on a double and came in on a wild pitch by McLean. Dennis checking the signs. The first pitch. Ball, it's too high. One ball and a strike. McLean delivered a curveball, got it above the letters. Tigers straight away, fairly deep in the outfield for Orsino. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Another curve up high, ball two and no strike. Jim Gentile is at first base. Sam Bowens at second with two outs. McLean checks his runners, delivers, ball, it's too high, 3-0. A little trouble finding the strike zone. Here's another one up high, he walked him. Orsino walks on four straight pitches, so the bases are loaded with two outs, and the batter will be John Powell. Double to center field in the second inning. Big left-handed batter. This fellow's as big as Gentile. Maybe weighs a little bit more than Jim. The Orioles with the bases loaded and two outs. The pitch. Strike. He got the fastball over. This one about knee-high. Now Powell is stepping out of the box. He was in, ready to go, and got something in his eye. One strike to the big left fielder. Dennis McLean looking in to freehand. Here's the pitch. Slow curve is inside. One ball, one strike. Baltimore leading 1-0. We're in the third inning. The 1-1 pitch. Strike two. Slow curveball coming in around the knees. One ball and two strikes. John Powell down on the end of the bat waiting. Here's the 1-2 pitch. A high fly ball hits the left field. It's deep. Gates Brown back waiting. He's got it. The side's retired. John Powell hit that one deep into left field. That was fighting a tough wind. Gates moving back to make the catch. No runs in the inning, one hit, there were no errors, three men left, and the score at the end of three, Baltimore 1, the Tigers nothing. At the end of three, Baltimore has one run, three hits, no errors. The Tigers no runs on two hits, and they have no errors. Willie Horton will be leading off for the Tigers in the fourth inning, followed by Don Wirt and then Bubba Phillips. Willie's had one of the two Tiger hits. Single to center field in the second inning. Both teams threatened in third. The Tigers loaded the bases with two outs. Gates Brown bounced to second base to end the inning. The Orioles loading the bases with two outs. And John Powell flying to left field to end the inning. Here's Willie coming on, a right-handed batter. Tigers trail by one in the fourth inning. Bunker delivers. ball. He got it down low. One ball and a strike. The pitch. He swings and lines into center field. A solid base hit for Horton. That's his second hit. And it's hit number three for the Tigers. Willie just waiting on that fastball and rifles it up the middle. We'll bring up Don Wirt. Wirt was called out on strikes his first time in bat. Football score from Detroit. The Bears scored in the first inning on a pass. They lead the Lions 7-0. Here's a liner off the glove of Robinson at third base, and everybody's going to be safe. Wirt hit a blue goose, a low liner that hit to the right of Robinson. He got his glove on it, and it bounded away. It'll be a single for Wirt, putting runners at first and second with no one out, and the batter will be Phillips. Robbie almost made a great play on that one. In fact, the ball rolled just a couple of steps to his left, and Robbie went to his right. Otherwise, he'd have been able to find the ball. He could have made the play on it. Let's pause for station identification. Here's the pitch to Bubba. He swings and misses on a curveball. One. Bunker getting ready. Delivers. Here's a foul ball rolling off to the left. Another curveball. Bubba threw his bat at it. Slipped out of his hand, rolling out to the mound. The ball bounced off to the left. The pitch. He swings. Here's a fly ball. Hit the left field. Fairly deep. Foul going back. Still going back. Horton's tagging up. Here he comes to third. The throw coming across. He is safe and he gets away. And here's Horton coming into the plate. The throw to the third base now, and he's safe. Willie Horton tagged at second base. Moving to third after the catch. John Powell's throw into third hit him on the leg. Rolled over to the Oriole dugout. It was chased down by a Bunker. He picked it up. Had no play at the plate on Horton. He turned and threw to third, but too late to get work. Don racing all the way from first base to third. We got a 1-1 ball game. Tigers with a runner at third, one out, and the batter is Bill Freehand. There'll be an error charged against the left fielder. There's a swing and a miss on a curveball. One strike to Freehand. Not a sacrifice fly now for Phillips. He's out on the fly ball to left field. Baltimore playing in close on the infield. They want to be able to cut this runner down at the plate on a ground ball. Bunker ready. Delivers a foul ball back to the screen. Baltimore won. The Tigers won. We're in the fourth inning. Tigers have out-hit the Orioles 4-3. Here's the pitch. Here's a liner to left field, a base hit for Freehand. We'll get a run in. Bill making a big turn. He's going to hold on. Powell had to race in to get this one out of the mud. The Tigers have taken a 2-1 lead as Freehand slammed a single to left field. Bunker delivers. Ball, it's too high. McLean had squared around, ready to bunt. Denny slammed a hard ground ball to the shortstop his first time up. Third baseline. Robinson's going to have to hurry the throw to first base. He got him on a close play. Good play by Robinson as he raced in on a good bunt. Picked it up and made a quick throw to first in time to get McLean. It'll be a sacrifice for Denny. No time at bat. He's out 5-4 if you're keeping score. Freehand moving down to second base. Hit a home run, you remember, in his first ball game. Slammed one hard his first time up, and now the perfect bunt down the third baseline. Robinson had to make a good play to get him. The pitch to Billy Bruton. He swings and misses. One strike to Billy. Freehand at second base with two outs. The Tigers have picked up two here in the fourth. They lead 2-1. Wally Bunker checking his runner. Here's the pitch. Ball, it's too low. One ball and one strike. This
Bunker looks a lot like Milt Pappas, and he reminds you a lot of Milt delivering the ball. The 1-1 pitch. Ball, it's in the dirt. Blocked by John Orsino. Ball two and strike one. Billy has flied to left and fouled to the catcher in two trips. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Ball, it's in tight. Dick McAuliffe is in the on-deck circle for the Tigers. Billy Bruton waiting on the 3-1 pitch. Here it is. He swings and bounces it foul. This one hit Billy on the foot, rolls away. 3-2. Football scores coming in all over the place. We'll pass them along to you as soon as we get them. The 3-2 pitch. Ball, it's outside. Billy Bruton drawing a walk. Well, the Tigers have two on with two outs, and Dick McAuliffe will be the batter. Here's Harry the Cat McKean out of the pitching mound right now. Here's some football scores while we're waiting for the conference to break up. The Cardinals lead the Steelers 7-6. They're still playing in the second quarter. The Giants 23, the Eagles nothing. They're in the third quarter. Redskins and Dallas 7-7 in the second quarter. Browns lead the Rams 7-3 in the second quarter. And the Bears lead the Lions 7-0 first quarter. McAuliffe fouls it off. This one back in the upper deck. One strike to Dick. First quarter in Detroit has not been completed. A one-strike count to Dick McAuliffe. The Tigers lead in this ball game, 2-1. We're on the top of the fourth inning. Bill Freehan at second base. Billy Bruton at first with two outs. Here's the pitch. Dick swings and hits a pop fly down the left field line. This curving foul being chased by Robinson, and he makes the catch. Brooks Robinson making a fine catch of a foul fly down the left field line. The Tigers get two runs in the inning on three hits. One error, two men left, and the score at the end of 3.5 innings of play. The Tigers 2 and the Orioles 1. Robinson will lead off for Baltimore in the fourth inning. He'll be followed by Jackie Brandt and then Jerry Adair. 2-1, the Tigers lead. Two runs, five hits, no errors for Detroit. One run on three hits and one error for Baltimore. The pitch to Robbie. Ball, it's up high. One ball or no strikes. Robinson walked in the first and the second inning on four straight pitches. So Robbie has yet to see a strike from Denny McLean. Here's a swing and a miss. 1-1 to Robinson. Baltimore got a run in the second inning. The Tigers got two in the fourth. That's been the scoring in this ballgame. McLean checking the signs. A 1-1 pitch. Ball, it's down low. Ball two and strike one. Brooks Robinson waiting on the 2-1 pitch. Here it is. He swings and misses. 2-2 to Robbie. Tigers play him deep and a little bit to left field. Everybody back on the infield. Brooks on the end of the bat. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Strike three called. He got the fastball over, and Robinson called out on strikes. Strikeout number four in the ballgame for McLean. It's one away, and the batter will be Jackie Brandt, the center fielder. Jackie was called out on strikes in the second inning. The first pitch is a curve, and it's in there. One strike. McLean has been delivering a lot of slow curves here today, and he's been getting them over. Youngster has a lot of poise. Here's a fly ball hit the left field, not deep. Gates Brown moving in a few steps, makes the catch, and there's two outs. Jackie Brandt out on a fly ball to left field.
That's two down, and the batter will be Jerry Adair. Jerry hit into a double play his first time at bat, a very unusual double play with runners at second, first and third. He tapped to the pitcher. They got the fellow at the plate, and in a rundown, they got Robinson between second and third. The first pitch is down low, one ball and no strike. Baltimore batting in the fourth inning. Two outs, no one on. The Tigers lead 2-1. The 1-0 pitch is outside. Ball two and no strikes. Jerry Adair, a tall right-handed batter, waiting. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Ball, it's too high. 3-0. Ready. The pitch is too high. He walked him. Adair walking on four straight pitches. And he put a runner at first base with two outs. And the batter will be Wally Bunker. Wally bounced to the second baseman his first time at bat. McLean ready. Delivers. This one's up high. One ball and no strikes. The pitch is in there, right down the middle. 1-1. The pitch to Bunker is in there. Nope. Says sore. Down low. Ball two and strike one. McLean delivers, he swings and misses. That'll even the count at 2-2. Jerry Adair is on at first base with two outs. Denny checking the signs of Bill Freehand. Here's the pitch. Foul ball, it'll be out of play. This one sailing into the upper deck. Once again, Hank Soar stepping out. Delivering a new baseball to McLean. All right, now it is a beautiful afternoon here in Baltimore. Blue skies up above, bright sunshine. A 2-2 pitch. Outside, he missed the corner. 3-2 to the pitcher. Jerry edging off. Here it is. A ground ball that is foul. This one hit the pitcher on the foot, rolling down the third base. A 3-2 count. Denny getting ready. Here it is. Here's a liner to center field. It's going to be in for a base hit. Adair will hold at second base. Wally Bunker lined one in the center field. So the Orioles have runners at first and second with two outs, and the batter will be Bob Johnson. So after getting the first two batters, here in the fourth inning, McLean is in a hole. He has runners at first and second with two outs. Johnson, a slender right-handed batter. Here's the first pitch. Fly ball hits the left field, not too deep. Brown going back a couple of steps is there, and he makes the catch. Johnson out on a fly to left. No runs in the inning on one hit. There were no errors. Two men left, and the score at the end of four, the Tigers 2 and the Orioles 1.
Well, at the end of four now, the Tigers have 2 runs on 5 hits and no errors. The Orioles have 1 run on 4 hits and 1 error. The Orioles scored in the second off Denny McLean. Single run there. The Tigers came back with 2 in the fourth inning. Off Wally Bunker. 2-1, Tigers in the lead. Here's the fifth inning. Here's George again.
Norman Cash will lead off for the Tigers in the fifth inning, followed by Gates Brown and then Willie Horton. The pitch to Norm. He swings. There's a fly ball into the corner in left field. It's well hit. This ball is off the fence. Cash on his way to second. The throw coming in will not be in time. A long double into the left field corner by Norm Cash leading off in the fifth inning. We'll bring up Gates Brown. Gates has been to the plate twice today.
He bounced to the first baseman in the second inning and to the second baseman in the third inning. Right. Here's the first pitch. He swings and fouls it back. Jim's going to be in the upper deck. One strike to Gates. Tigers 2, the Orioles 1. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Tigers have out-hit Baltimore 6-4. Here's the one-strike pitch. Ball, it's too high. 1-1. Most of them played in the West today. All of them in the West. The pitch to Brown. Here's a strong drive into deep right center field. It's well hit. This ball is gone. It's a home run for Gates Brown. A long blast over the fence in right center field, and Brown has picked up his second home run of the year. The Tigers now lead by a score of 4-1. Ball was a line drive, well hit over the fence in right center field. We'll bring up Willie Horton. Willie's had two of the Tigers' seven hits today. Singled in the second, again in the fourth inning. He scored a run in the fourth. The pitch to Willie is inside. One ball or no strike. Charlie Creedon in the booth with us. Charlie, what's our arrival time today?
2 hours and 30 minutes after the last pitch.
2 hours and 30 minutes after the final pitch, the Tigers will be at Willow Run Airport. About 2 hours and 30 minutes. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball, 2-1. Well, if this ball game is over at 4:30, it'll be 3:30 Detroit. We'll be at Willow Run around 6 o'clock. Right?
Right.
Not too bad.
George, I'm sure going to miss you after that.
Well, I appreciate it, Charlie. I appreciate you saying it. I told Ernie before the ball game today, he says, I'll let you say your farewells and goodbyes at the end of the game. I said, there'll be no more farewells and goodbyes. I've said them all. I think people are tired of hearing it. And they know I'm going to miss.
I'm not tired, George. I'm really going to miss you.
Well, I'm going to miss Detroit. I'm going to miss Tiger baseball. I'm going to miss all of you. But this is something I want to do, and I'm looking forward to it.
Sorry to say, I think you're right.
That's what Mr. Stroh said the other day when I told him. He said, now that you've already announced it, I'm going to say you were right, but otherwise I'd say no. Willie Horton has just drilled one to left field. That's his third base hit. Well, we were talking until the count ran to 3-2 on Willie, and he drilled one on the ground into left field. Three straight hits for this young outfielder, and he's been very impressive with that bat. You know, we can pick up this broadcast in Arkansas at night. And I'm going to be listening to these guys next year. Yes, sir. I'm going to check on them, see what they say.
Go ahead, J.R. and Lenny.
There's Don Wirtz. Tigers have two runs in this inning. A runner at first base. Still no one out. The pitch to Don. He swings a ground ball up the middle to center field. Here's Willie Horton around second. He's going to try for third. The throw will go to second. Jackie Brad gave a fake to third and then held it. A base hit for Word up the middle. And the Tigers have runners at first and third with no one out. We're getting action in the bullpen for the Orioles. I believe the left-hander is Brunette and the right-hander, Durrett. Bubba Phillips batting. Runners at first and third, no one out. The Tigers lead by three. We're in the fifth inning. Bunker delivers. Ball, it's inside. One ball or no strikes. Bunker was very impressive in the first inning. He retired the side in order. In the second, he gave up a single, got out without any trouble. But in the third and the fourth, the Tigers have been pecking away at him. Here in the fifth. Here's a pitch outside. 2-0 to Phillips. They loaded the bases in the third inning, failed to score, but in the fourth inning they picked up two on three hits and an error. They have scored two here in the fifth. Still have two on with no one out. Four straight hits in this inning. A pitch to Phillips. He swings and foul tips it. 2-1 to Bubba Phillips. Durrett and Brunette a right-hander and a left-hander throwing for the Orioles. Willie Horton leading off at third base, Don Word at first. The pitch to Bubba, he swings and misses on a curveball, this one breaking down and away. 2-2. Bunker getting ready, the pitch. Here's a liner to left field, a solid base hit for Bubba Phillips. That'll get a run in. Wirt's going to hold at second base. Five straight hits here in the fifth inning. The Tigers have picked up three. They lead 5-1. Bill Freehand will be the batter.
Bill?
I believe we're going to get a pitching change. We are. Here's Billy Hitchcock coming out. This will be the second trip to the mound. And that'll mean the end of the road for the young right-hander, Wally Bunker. I believe the call has gone out for the right-hander. I'm not sure. The signal is being given to the bullpen with a right hand by Jim Hunterchick, and it is the right-hander, Sturette, coming on. At least I believe it's Sturette. We'll have to wait to be sure. It's a long way to the bullpen here in Baltimore. And we'll check the number. I believe it's 24. And if it is, of course, it'll be Sturette. Ernie, I believe it's Sturette coming on.
It looks like Herman Sturette taking over for the young pitcher, Bunker, who ran into a buzzsaw here in the fifth inning. Cash open with a double. Then Gates Brown hit a home run over the right field fence, a two-run homer to give the Tigers a 4-1 lead at that point. After that, Horton, Wirt, and Phillips hit three successive singles, the RBI by Phillips, knocking the young pitcher Bunker off the mound in his big league debut. So, Wally Bunker leaves the mound now, and a round of applause from the Baltimore fans. It'll be Sturette, the right-hander, to take over for him. Herman Sturette. Herman pitched at Rochester most of this year. He won 6 and lost 2. The boy from Statesville, North Carolina, and his dad is a former professional ball player. S-T-A-R-R-E-T-T-E. Sturette takes over. Meeting on the mound with Billy Hitchcock. John Orsino and Sturette. Georgetown.
Bill Freehand, the batter. Bill's had a double and a single in this ball game. Two on with no one out. The Tigers lead 5-1. Here's the pitch to Bill. He swings at the fly ball deep in the right field. Bowen's going back. The runners are tagging up. Here's Wirt moving to third. Phillips is going to hold on. Bubba had started. The throw came in the second. He went back. Freehand flying deep into right field. That'll put runners at first and third. The batter will be McLean, and let's pause for station identification. This is the Detroit Tiger Baseball Network. Denny McLean, the batter. This youngster has bounced to the shortstop and sacrificed in two trips. Later score from Detroit is 21-0, the Bears leading the Lions. The pitch to McLean is in there. One strike. First and third, one out. The Tigers batting in the fifth inning. They lead 5-1. McLean checking with the third base coach, Swift. We might have the squeeze play. Here's the pitch. Strike two. He got the sidearm fastball over. McLean stepped back as Sturette delivered that one from the third base side. A two-strike count. Denny's not a bad hitter, as you know. He swings a pretty good bat. The pitch. Curveball hit high into the air into right center field. Not too deep. Word is tagging. Jackie Brandt makes the catch. Here he comes. The throw to the plate. He is safe at the plate. Don Word coming in to score on the sacrifice fly, and the Tigers lead 6-1. The fastball is down low. One ball or no strikes. That was a sacrifice fly for McLean. And a run batted in. A pitch to Billy. Ball, it's too low. Ball two and no strikes. It's a one ball game. The Tigers are out in front of the Orioles. We're in the fifth inning.
Surratt ready. There goes Phillips. Here's a pop fly down the third baseline. Robinson over near the dugout, and he makes the catch. Billy Bruton fouls to the third baseman. Four runs in the inning. On five hits, there were no errors, one man left, and the score at the end of 4.5 innings of play, the Tigers 6, the Orioles 1. Now we move along into the bottom of the fifth inning and moving into the mic, all set to bring you the play-by-play. Here's Ernie Harwell.
Well, thank you, George, and hi again, everybody. Sam Bowen's the batter, the right fielder. 1-for-2 for Sam today. Cindy McLean gives him a good curve. It breaks across. Strike one on Sam Bowen. Four hits so far for Baltimore. They picked up two in the second, one in the third, and one in the fourth. There's a pop-up back of short. McAuliffe going back on the grass in short left center. He has it. One up and one down. Jim Gentile, the hard-swinging left-hand batting first backer. Diamond Jim has struck out and drawn a walk so far. McLean, the right-hander from Chicago. Here's a long belt to right. Maybe out of here. That one's gone. A home run. Into the right field seat by Gentile. Speared by a young man out there about 8 years old. He had a glove in the front row, and he's receiving almost as many plaudits as Jim Gentile did. The 24th for Diamond Jim. It's the second run for Baltimore. Here's John Orsino, the catcher, one of the real bright spots in the Baltimore picture this year. Right-hand batting catcher. Six to two to score, the Tigers lead. I think four runs in the fifth inning, the difference of the game. There's a fastball down low, ball one. Down the lines here, it's 309 feet from the home plate to right and to left. Now then the seats fall back rather drastically. Don't have to hit it far if you can pull the ball enough. I'll let up pitch it too high. 2-1, that's the count on Orsino. Word has pulled to his right, playing a deep second base. There's a fastball hit in the air late and deep to right. Going back is Willie Horton. He has room and makes the catch. Orsino flies to Horton. That's two out. And John Powell, the batter. Here's one of the biggest guys in the American League. He swings and misses. Boy who grew up around Lakeland, Florida. Now he's from Key West. Like Mickey Mantle, this fellow's a little bit injury prone. He's been in and out of the lineup for the last couple of years, suffering various injuries over those two seasons. There's a ball down low. 1-1, the count on Powell. Now, the Tigers play him to pull quite a bit. They're right. They have the outfield around that way. McAuliffe at short is almost back of second. High foul fly. It'll be out of play. In the seat. Baltimore scored first in this game. They picked up a run in the second inning on a single by Orsino, a double by Powell, and a wild pitch. They scored their second run on a home run by Gentile here in the fifth. Tigers did not score until the fourth. They had singles by Hart and Wirt. A throwing error by Powell allowed a run to score, and then Freehand knocked in another one with a single. Then the Tigers got four in the fifth inning, featuring a two-run homer by Gates Brown. It's a line drive, base hit to center. Number two in this inning for the Birds, and number six for the game. The batter will be Brooks Robinson of Baltimore. He has walked and taken a call third strike. Outfield pulled around toward the left. They bunch him up the middle. Robinson doesn't pull a whole lot. The outfielders go toward center on him. 6-2, the Tigers lead. There's a swing and a miss by Robbie. Strike one. Denny McLean gives him the sidearm curve. He easily throws overhand. He came in sidearm that time. 1-1. Final game of the 1963 season here in Baltimore. The 1-1 pitch. There's a curve. It got the corner. He gave him a big motion. His curveball got over. McLean stands up very straight. He reminds you a little bit of Dave Sussler. Wears glasses, too. The set, the 1-2 to the very fast ball wide. Robinson would have no part of it. The count is 2-2. The Orioles have Powell at first base. There are two out. The Tigers lead them 6-2 in the fifth inning. Set the pitch. He takes a high one. A little up. Full count. McLean has thrown a lot of pitches. Normally, a pitcher who wins a ball game will throw around 100, 120, 130. Times as low as 80 or 90. Ball four. He walks him. A high fastball. The fifth walk off McLean. Two Orioles on with two down, and Jack Brant steps up. Jack struck out in the second. He fly to the left fielder, Gates Brown, in the fourth inning. Six to two, Tigers lead by four here in the last half of the fifth with Baltimore batting. There's a changeup. It's too high. Ball one. By Denny, the pitch is too high. Ball two. 2-0, the count on Brandt. The Tigers are still looking for their first win in this ballpark all season long. Back home, they won four and lost five against the Birds. Outside, ball three. 3-0, that's the count on Brandt. McLean in trouble. He's got to get that ball over. The 3-0 pitch is on the way. It's a ball. He walked him. And the bases are loaded. Jerry Adair, the rangy right-hand batting second baseman, steps up. It's like Gladding and Bunning in the Detroit bullpen right now. A couple of right-handers. Young fellas spotting their tactics now against Baltimore, and especially Mr. Jerry Adair, who's waiting at the plate. McLean is having some trouble getting his signs. The man at second, Brandt being extra careful. McLean had trouble picking up his sign. Here's the windup. Here comes a let-up. It's too high. 1-1 to count. McLean's had trouble getting his let-up over. And his curveball has also been missing the target here in the fifth inning. Outfield is straight up, the infield back. Bases loaded, two out. There's a foul ball upstairs out of play, and McLean is now ahead of the hitter. One ball and two strikes on Jerry Adair. Up here it comes. He swings and fouls it upstairs, out of play. Go 1-2 on him. Six to two, the Tigers lead Baltimore. Baltimore batting in the fifth inning. They're trying to get him out now. This bases loaded situation. Here's a pitch. A curveball too high again. 2-2. Well, as was the case in the Washington game, McLean has been wild. He's been wild high here this afternoon. Adair leading and waiting. The windup, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He blew the fastball by him and struck him out. Adair strikes out for the bases loaded. That's the fifth strikeout for Denny McLean. One run for the Baltimore Orioles in their fifth inning. They pick up one run on two hits. There were no errors, and three runners were left on base. The second time that they've left three men on. And the score at the end of five. Detroit 6, Baltimore 2. Here's McAuliffe stepping in. Charlie Dressen very high on this young man. He likes his attitude. He likes his determination, his hustle. And thinks that he'll become a good hitter. Left-hander batting Dick McAuliffe to face relief pitcher Herman Starrett. It's the ball down low. Fastball from Starrett. Outfield on McAuliffe is straight away, and the infield is back. Here comes the ball high and away, 2-0. From Milwaukee leads the Cubs at Milwaukee 1-0 at the end of one. Spahn pitching in that one. Warren Spahn, the grand old man of the mound on the mound. There's a line drive base hit up the right center field alley. Chased down by Bowens and McAuliffe going for two. He has a stand-up double. Dick was the only man who did not bat in the four-run fifth inning. So he starts the sixth with a two-bagger. Here's Cash. He started the fifth with a double. Storm and Norman with a pop to second, a walk, and a double to left. Tigers trying for their first one of the year in this ballpark. They lead right now by 4, 6-2. Wind is blowing out toward right. It'll help a fly ball hit the right. Ball hit the left will be held up. There's a curveball in too close. Ball. He pitches. There's a drive at the center field. Coming in is Brandt and makes a catch, running to his right. Cash is out. Gates Brown will be the next man up. Gates bounced out the first, the second, and then hit a two-run homer to spark that four-run surge in the fifth inning. Bruton's had a walk. McLean's had two sacrifices. There's a pop fly into short right. Here comes Sam Bowens in. May have trouble. Jackie Brandt coming in, and it falls in between the two. Gates Brown going on to second, and Word holds at third. It'll be a double, dropping in between the two outfielders. Almost a routine fly, but because of the very tough undergoing out there, it made it treacherous to run. And Bowens got a late start. He couldn't come in under the ball. Brandt then made a dash for it, but he couldn't reach it either. And it fell in between the two. Now, there's a case of a double, sending a man from second to third, because McAuliffe had to hold up waiting to see whether the ball would be caught. Here's Willie Horton taking a curveball low and away. Ball one. The Tigers now have 12 hits. Swinging a high fly ball to short left. Coming in is John Powell. The wind takes this one. Powell running in almost behind shortstop. Now makes the catch. And McAuliffe and Gates Brown hold on at third and second. Little man from Pennsylvania, Don Wirt. There's a ball outside. Third ball wide. Ball one. Fastball. He held off. Started to go for it and didn't. 2-1 the count on Don. The curve is popped in the air. It'll be foul and out of play. Back this way. Two-two the count on Don works. deck is Bubba Phillips for the Tigers. The Tigers are threatening to add to their four-run lead here. They have runners at second and third and two down. The windup, the pitch, curveball, hit on the ground to second. Tough play for Dare. He goes to his right, throws over to Gentile, and Wirt is out retiring the side. No runs on two hits. There were no errors. And two runners were left on base. So the score at the end of the first half of the sixth inning, Detroit 6, Baltimore 2. Have a pinch hitter now for the reliever, Herman Starrett. It'll be Russ Snyder, the left-hand batting outfielder. He'll be facing Denny McLean. Denny's allowed only six hits, but he's had control trouble. He's walked six. He struck out five and holds a 6-2 lead in the last half of inning number six here in Baltimore. There's a bunt to a third fielded by Phillips for the first cash. He got him. Snyder out on the bunt, third to first. Bring up Bob Johnson, the shortstop. Struck out, fly to right and fly to left. The fella has been a very fine fill-in ball player for Billy Hitchcock. Played almost everywhere. There's the ball in too tight. Ball on the count on Johnson. A fastball in there. Well, the count is even on Bob at 1-1. Denny McLean delivers a fastball wide. 2-1 the count. Won 13 at Duluth this year. Won 5 at Knoxville. Lost only 2 at Duluth and lost 4 with the Smokies. He delivers a ball outside. 3-1, that's the count on leadoff man Bob Johnson. Here's the motion, here's the pitch. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Tigers lead it 6-2. 3-2 pitch to Johnson. He fouls it upstairs, out of play. It'll be interesting to check when this game's over just how many pitches McLean has thrown. Here's a tight fastball that walks him. Ball four. The seventh walk off McLean. It'll bring to bat Sam Bowens, the big free swinger from Wilmington, North Carolina. A fellow that Baltimore was putting a lot of stock in the future book. Kind of a close stance. He turns his back around on the pitcher. Tiger infield and double play depth on Sam Bowen. The man on first for the Birds. The Tigers lead him 6-2. The last half of inning number six here at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore. It's a high foul out of play. Back up. Now, Denny McLean, trying to pick up his second major league victory, delivers his let-up pitch up high for a ball. Let's take 10 seconds now for station identification. This is the Detroit Tiger Baseball Network. There's a ground ball to deep short, knocked down by McAuliffe. He'll have no play anywhere, and it'll be a base hit for Bowens, sending Johnson to second. Collins did a good job to get his glove on it, but he couldn't hold on. Here's Gentile coming to bat. Struck out, walked, and hit a home run. Confab out on the mound between Freehand and McLean. Throwing in the Detroit bullpen right now. They did have Gladding throwing for a while. He has stopped, I believe. He's still up, but he's looking out of the action on the diamond. He's not throwing.
Gentile takes a strike call. The curve across. Twice, the Orioles have left the bases loaded. Once, they've left two men on. Once, they left one on. In the first inning, McLean set them down 1-2-3. So they've left nine men on in the first five innings. They've got two on and one out now. There's a ball up high. 1-1 on Gentile. McLean trying to survive in this tough spot now. Sefton delivers a fastball fouled upstairs. 1-2 the count on Gentile. So many stories around Baltimore that Gentile will be traded in the offseason. You hear stories like that about almost any ball player. Set on the 1-2 pitch to him. It's a curve across. He struck him out. The big change-up curve. He must have been looking for something else, and the ball curved over there and struck him out. Quick strikeout for McLean. Little conference on the mound now. Freehand going out to talk to McLean. Stand by now for real pleasure. Uncap and pour yourself a Stroh's. Pleasure time every time. Enjoy a Stroh's. The batter now against Denny McLean. Marcino has single, walked, and fly to right. Tigers ahead, 6-2. It's the last half of the sixth inning. The Birds at bat. They've got two on and two out. Right hand to McLean, ready, delivers. Here's a ball in the dirt. A good stop by Freehand. Short hop that one and grabs it up against his chest protector. Now the 1-1 delivery coming up to Orsino. He takes a ball in too close. Freehand is yelling at Hank Soar about that last one. Soar is also getting the needle from the Tiger bench, and he's indicating to fellas yelling at him that pitch was inside. Now the set by Denny. The pitch is swung on and missed. He gave him a fastball. 2-2 on John. Two men out. 6-2. Tigers lead Baltimore. It's the last half of the sixth here at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore. Crane seems to be working much slower than he did in the first couple of games we saw him.
This is a pop-up
over near third in the foul territory. Bubba Phillips shading his eyes under it, makes a catch, and the side retired. Orsino fouls out to Bubba Phillips, and it's no runs on one hit. There were no errors, and two runners were left. So the score at the end of six, the Tigers 6 and Baltimore 2. Bud Jordan, Captain Bud of the United Airlines, dipped his wings over Memorial Stadium. All the Tigers got up on the dugout steps, gave him a greeting. And Charlie Creedon popped into our radio booth to inform us, to inform you that you folks who meet the Tigers, members of the family, et cetera, that the Tiger charter plane will be at Willow Run about 2.5 hours after this game is completed. Well, we've got some changes. You probably heard them announced. Brooks Robinson has gone to shortstop here for Baltimore, with the Tigers coming to bat in the seventh inning. Robinson is at shortstop. Jackie Brandt takes over third base, coming in from center field, and Snyder goes to center. Snyder stays in the ballgame. He batted number 9, and he'll stay in the game and hit there.
And the new pitcher will be Wes Stock, the boy from the Great Northwest, from the state of Washington. Tall right-hander to face Stock. Here's Papa Phillips to lead off against Stock. Again, is Bowens, the right fielder, makes a catch. And there's one pitch and one out in the seventh inning. Bill Freehand coming up next. Bill has a double, a single, and a fly to right. Munker started for Baltimore. Sturett relieved him in the fifth inning. And Stock here in the seventh, pitching to Detroit. Stock has won seven and lost none. Strictly a relief pitcher for Billy Hitchcock's ball club. There's a fastball outside. Ball on the count on Freehand. 6-2, Tigers lead, seventh inning. There's a foul ball out of play over toward the Detroit dugout. 1-1. Here's a windup by Wes, and the 1-1 delivery. It's a strike. He took a half a cut. 1-2. That's the count on Freehand. On the windup, here comes a ball outside. 2-2. That's the count. 6-2. Tigers ahead. They have 12 hits, and the Orioles have 7. Here comes, he takes the ball in too tight. Full count. Here's the 3-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Freehand goes down swinging. That's two out, nobody on to bring the bat Denny McClain, the Tiger pitcher. Then he is bounced to short and sacrificed out on a bunt, third to first, and then sacrificed with a fly ball to center. Picked up the RBI's last sacrifice. Wes Stock, pitching. There's a foul ball back on the screen. One strike. Tigers' big inning was the fifth, featuring a two-run homer by Gates Brown, his second of the season. Five straight hits there, starting off that inning. Talking Bunker, the starter from the mound. McClain looks at a fastball outside. 1-1 on Dennis. Stock, a rather quick worker, comes back with a fastball. Hit on the ground to short. Jackie Brandt, the third baseman, cuts it off in front of Robinson, the shortstop. Fires to Jim Thiel in time for the out. Well, the converted outfielder, Brandt, made the play that time, and the side is out in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of the first half of the seventh inning, it's the Tigers 6 and Baltimore 2. The cigarette flavor-rich tobacco. Paul has a double and a single. He's also fly to the left fielder, Gates Brown. It's a fastball down low. Benny Baldwin. He'll swing around to right. McAuliffe, the shortstop, will win his second. Latta pitches over, 1-1 the count. Kane's had trouble getting that Latta up over the plate, but he made it that time, 1-1. Tigers ahead by 4 runs, 6-2 in the seventh. There's a tap to a third, charge ground by Phillips. He was playing deep. Throw to first to Cash, he's out. Powell out on a close play at first base. Brooks Robinson, now playing shortstop, will be the batter. Robinson has walked twice and struck out. Fastball down all the way, ball one. Tigers ahead in the seventh at 6-2. Motion the pitch. He swings and misses. 1-1 the count on Brooks Robinson. Out on deck is Jackie Brandt. McLean delivers. Here's a foul fly upstairs between home and first, out of play. One and two. Here's the paid attendance, 2,109. Here's the pitch. A drive to left field. Going to the right now is Gates Brown, and makes the catch right at the base of the wall. Robinson is out. We'll bring up Jackie Brandt. Jackie is struck out, fly to left, and drawn a base on balls. Pitching, there's a strike, a fastball on the outside corner from Denny. Orioles have left 11 men on base. Change up curve, he swung and tipped out to the mid of freehand for strike two count. Here's the motion, the pitch. A curve in the dirt, breaking down and away on Brandt. One and two the count on him. Washington 5, Chicago 2 in their game at Comiskey Park. The Minnesota Yankees rained out. Los Angeles at Boston rained out. Cleveland, Chicago, we've got no report on that one yet. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. The seventh strikeout from McLean. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of seven, Detroit 6, Baltimore 2.
I skip the eighth inning and resume play with the ninth inning.
It'll be the fourth pitcher that Billy Hitchcock has used. Burnett coming on to work in the ninth inning. Burnett's record for the year, no victories and one defeat. So Stock goes out with two innings of work. He got everybody out in order. He pitched to six men, struck out three of them. No runs, no hits, no walks, and struck out three. Gates Brown will lead off for the Tigers. Gates had the big hit of the ball game in the Tiger fifth inning in a two-run homer, his second of the year. Tigers got four in that inning after scoring two in the fourth. That's how they got their total of six. A left-hander against a left-hander. The pitch on the way. Swing and a miss by Gates Brown. Strike one. Here's the windup and the pitch on the way. Strike called. A fastball in there. Two strikes on Gates Brown. Bunker started for Baltimore. Starrett in the fifth inning. Stock in the seventh. Brunette here in the ninth. Here comes. He takes a curveball that's down too low. One and two the count. Straight away on Gates, big strong left-hander. He takes a strike, struck him out. Fastball got him, called out on strikes. Well, Brunette fans the first man to face him, and here's Willie Horton. Willie's had 3-for-4, the most hits on the club. Three singles, his first three times at bat, and then he fly to Powell in short left. And a foul ball out of the mitt of the catcher, John Orsino. Tigers have 6 runs on 12 hits and no errors. The Orioles have 2 runs on 7 hits and they've made 1 error. Cleveland KC are nothing-nothing in the third. There's a ball. He checked his swing in time. 1-1. Horton is a good swinger. He likes to take his cut at the ball. And he swings with authority. Something baseball men like to see. A guy will get up there and dig in. Here's the pitch. He takes the ball down low. 2-1. Tigers ahead in the ninth inning of the final game, 6-2. Well, the pitch on the way from Brunette, it's in too tight. Have a 3-1 count up on the board now. Willie Horton batting. One out and none on. The windup, here it comes. There's a bounding ball to first base. Gentile makes a good diving grab of the ball, throws to Brunette covering. And Horton is out at first. Good play by Gentile. Don Wirt will be the batter. Don is struck out, hit two singles, and bounced to second. 2-for-4 for Don. Washington leading the White Sox 6-2 there in the eighth inning. Brunette on the mound, a left-hander. Pitcher number 4 used by Hitchcock. The ball down low and Don Wirt. Here's the pitch on the way. Wirt swings. There's a fly ball deep to left. Maybe out of here. It is a home run for Don Wirt. It's the auxiliary scoreboard above the fence, and Wirt has a bases-empty home run to make it 7-2 here in the ninth inning. That's his seventh home run of the year. And his third hit of the afternoon. His brother Phillips bounced to third, fly to left, single, and fly to right. Ball outside on Bubba, ball one. Two down, nobody on. Ninth inning, Tigers lead by 5-7-2. Brunette pitches, Phillips hits a pop fly to right. It may fall in. Let's see if it's a fair foul ball. It is a foul ball by a couple of yards. Down in the right field corner. Hit that one on the handle of the bat. Bubba told us the home run he hit the other day. He hit it to left field. He said he broke his bat on it. But he had enough power behind that swing to drive it out of the ballpark. Phillips takes a high curve. 2-1 the count. Brunette ready, pitches again. Bubba swings and misses. 2-2 on him. Well, the start of Bunker went the first five innings and gave up the first six runs. Seventh run scored here off Brunette in the ninth. There's a ground ball to short. Brooks Robinson playing shortstop. Grabs it, throws to Gentile. And the side out in the Tiger ninth. One run, one hit, no errors, and nobody left. And the score at the end of the first half of the ninth inning, Detroit 7 and Baltimore 2. Well, friends, the regular baseball season is over. And at this time, George and I want to thank you for all your interest and support. The folks at the American Tobacco Company, makers of dual-filter Tarleton, are happy to have played a part in bringing these games to you. And they hope, and of course we do too, that the broadcasts have brought you pleasure. Now, during the off-season, we hope you keep on enjoying the smoking pleasures that dual-filter Tarleton will bring. And we'll be looking forward to joining you again next spring with more Tiger baseball. Of course, we'll miss our partner, George Cal, but we'll be welcoming a newcomer to the radio booth and television broadcasting crew, Mr. Bob Chappie. Well, here's the last half of the ninth inning now, which may be the final half inning of the 1963 baseball season. The Tigers holding a five-run lead, 7-2 over the Birds. Sam Boyne will lead it off in the ninth for Baltimore. He bounced to second, single twice, and popped out shortstop. Denny McClain has had a struggle all the way. Ready to go to work. The pitch is a swing and a foul fly back at third base. Bubba Phillips back under it, waiting now, and makes the catch. Boynes is out. Bring the bat, Diamond Jim Gentile, who has a home run. He struck out twice and walked.
Freeland.
In trouble, especially in the middle innings with his lack of control. He's walked seven, but he has struck out 10. He struck out all 3 men of the eighth inning. Struck out 4 straight there in the seventh and eighth. There's a bounding ball foul just outside the bag at first, gloved by Norman Cash. Strike one on Gentile. Seven to two, Detroit leads Baltimore. One out in the Oriole ninth inning. The windup by Denny, the let-up pitch is swung on and beaten foul again, just about the same spot. 2 strikes to count on him. Cleveland, Kansas City, nothing there in the third. Whistle down there from Luke Kaplan, coaching at first base for the Orioles. It's the ball down low for McLean. 1-2 on Gentile. Fellow who was in the Dodgers system many years, but they had a first baseman named Gil Hodges, and he was a little tough to dislodge from that bag. The 1-2 delivery to Jim. It's a ball up high. He checked his swing. Two to count on Gentile. 7-2 Tigers. Baltimore bats in the ninth. Denny McLean into action. Delivers. Slow curveball down low. Hope count. Here's the windup and the pitch. He swings a bounding ball to the right side of the infield. Off the glove of Cash, and Wirt behind him can't handle it. Gentile will be safe at first. Both Wirt, the second baseman, and Cash, the first baseman, went for that ball. Cash barely tipped it with his glove, but that deflected it out of the range of Don Wirt. And Gentile will be on with a hit. That is hit number 8. For the Birds, and the second hit by Jim Gentile. Here's Orsino, the hard-hitting catcher. A single, a walk, a fly to right, and a foul out to Bubba Phillips at third base. Infield and double play depth. Swinging a foul ball off the hand of Bill Freehand. Well, we want to thank you folks for your many cards and letters and wires throughout the year, plus the kind, thoughtful things you've had to say about us. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you next year. There's a ball down low and outside, 1-1. Hit in the air. Should be the ball game of the season. Out to left field. Thomas is under it, waiting. He has it, and the Tigers win it. In the ninth inning, Baltimore gets 1 run on 3 hits. There were no errors, and 2 were left. So the Tigers, winning the final game of the year, take their first victory of the season here in Baltimore's Memorial Stadium. They did it with 2 big innings, 2 runs in the fourth, and 4 runs in the fifth. Wirt added a home run of 3. So we say a fond farewell to you, and of course, we certainly hope you'll be back with us again in 1964. We're mighty sorry to see our friend George Kell leave us, but we'll say for the final time that our engineer has been Howard Stitzel, and now this is Ernie Harwell, along with George Kell, saying so long from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.
Today's game has been brought to you by the...